Diana Blackwood. Diana's work at the post office in Ingatestone.
As well, when I was at Ingatestone, it was quite different. We had three tills, and I used to work with two old boys. Well, they seemed like old boys to me. They probably were 60-ish. They were actually brother-in-laws. But when I was there, I used to do counter, but you also used to do one duty where you actually worked partially in the sorting office. Yeah. And you did the duties of what was called a PhD, postman higher grade. And so any registered post that had come in was put in what was called a cage. And you used to have to make sure that that travelled on its way properly. The postman would bring in the boxes that they had emptied, and then there would be the post office box actually at the post office as well. And we used to face it all up, put it through the franking machine, and then they used to sort it. It was very good for my geography. I never liked geography, but it was very good for, like, the geography of this country. I can remember there was, like, you know, northwest or something, because you had your more local areas, but then you had your more, you know, your Scotland and your northwest England and all that to sort of shuffle it all into. Learn how to do all the knots that you had to tie around. It was before everybody put it in the elastic bands.
Pre-postcode, of course, so you did need to know.
Postcode was about to come in, actually.
Oh, right,
it
really?
It wasn't in then, but it was about to come in. It came in while I was working for the post office. Yes, I got quite good. And even now, I sometimes find someone can say, this is someone who never liked geography at school. I dropped geography. I did English, maths, history, science, French. I dropped geography because it was not, you could drop something, and I didn't really like it. Physical geography, I wasn't very good at it at all. But I found now, even sometimes somebody can say a town to me, and I immediately seem to know which county it's in, even if I've not really been there. And I think it's back to my days of, which wasn't that long really, but doing this sorting. I did go and work there subsequently because we used to go on what's called loan. You know, if somebody was on holiday or there was a vacancy, you were used to get sent around quite a few post offices. I'll tell you which ones in a minute, if I don't forget. And so I had quite a good grounding there. Also learned how to do, like, the main account, you know, which balanced everything that went through
it's
there.
All the individual.
We also had a big old safe under the counter as well, actually, you know. And had to...
So you said to balance. I was interested because I worked in a bank around similar time, probably a few years later.
I worked in a bank subsequently.
Was it actually to the penny? You had to.
It was to the penny
every time. Yes.
Well, it should be. It should be. We had an hour and a quarter in those days. I mean, later on it changed a lot, and we changed to weekly balancing. But on those times, I mean, it's a lot of your day, really, isn't it? If you think you were allowed an hour and a quarter. And sometimes it would take me that when I was new, you know, but we would all pretty much help each other. You know, if somebody balanced quickly, they would help the person who hadn't balanced, usually. I say the experience working at somewhere like Ingatestone, which was a proper Crown office, was really quite useful, you know, because you did learn the main account and you did learn how the post office...
You saw everything.
You saw everything.
But in miniature, yes.
Been all right. So thank you.
Okay.